What it do, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything Black and in between from the perspectives of a few Black goofy girls dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. I am Sav, and I go by she, her pronouns.
And I'm Jay, I go by she, they pronouns.
We're feeling slayful today, and this week we are doing an album review. Whoop whoop! Yeah, so we're doing Golden Age by NCT, and I'm really excited. I think this is the first NCT review that I get to be a part of.
Oh, you, dang, you right. We did do NCT Dream.
Yeah, I didn't get to be a part of Glitch Mode, which is probably for the best. I would have talked about Teddy Bear for a good 30 minutes.
You're good. That song is very good.
Yeah, you get it.
A-class music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, real music. But okay, yay. Yeah, we're going to start with Golden Age and CTU 2023. So the first song we're going to be reviewing, we're going to do it in order. And it's called Baggy Jeans, which is the original lineup for The Seventh Sense. So...
They had to bring the cunts back.
They had to bring it back.
I was very excited for that.
Oh yeah. Let's dive right in.
Back it, back it, back it, back it, back it, back it, jeez. Back it, back it, back it, back it, back it, jeez. Won't get let it go. Sky high attitude. Go with my crew. Good or old genie. Body chum. Boom, boom, boom. What's up? Doom, doom, doom. Body lay out. Pass a beat. The room, room, room. Feel this heat. Cool emoji.
Well, you want to go first?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
When I first turned this shit on, it was so funny because I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna stay up for it." At like, I think it was 5 a.m. I don't remember, but I said I was gonna stay up. I ended up going to sleep. And so as soon as I woke up, I was like, okay, let me watch this video. A very enlightening. I didn't even look at the music video first. I actually listened to the song first. And I was just like, this song is so like, it's just funky. And I just like it. It's a part of my brain. Like when that chorus hit, I'm just like, I just can't stop playing it. It's a very good song. It's just, I don't know what it's called when just like a song got a really good hook, but it's just like it keep running and running in my head. But I'm gonna give this song a what's the top? Listening to the song ain't enough for me. I needed to.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the categories. You can read the categories. I'll let you do that.
Oh, okay. So, at the bottom, we have, well, it's something. that is the fifth category. The fourth category is It's I. So, those are for songs like where it's like, okay. We get it, I guess. The middle category, the third category, it's nice, you know, it was cute. We had a little bop, you know, we do a little twirl. Mm-hmm. And then Dang, the second category is good ass food. So those are like almost perfect songs, or just like, oh my god, like this is just some good food right here. And then the top category, this is like, we need this song in our veins. This is called Listening to This Song Ain't Enough For Me. I Need It To Rail Me. Because sometimes a song just has to be a personification of like our inner desires. And that's okay.
Hmm. Real.
Real. Sav, what do you think about the song?
I could show the face that I had when I heard this song for the first time. I had headphones on. I'm really bad at watching teasers, so I didn't look at any teasers. I could not tell you what a single teaser looks like. But I just listened to the song. And to be greeted with whispering kind of rewired my brain a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to agree. This song is good. Whoever says it's not good is hater. They're haters.
Exactly. What? Oh, an earworm. That's what it's called.
Mm. And then putting Mark on the second chorus. His, you know what? We're not even gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna say the song is amazing. And I feel like, you know, it's crazy. Like they all fit the song. Like when I heard the title of the song, mm-hmm. I was like, how Doyoung gonna fit into some baggy jeans? Like. I'm just
is he gonna bring the oomph?
exactly.
But I was like, I forget that nigga is an actor, so
literally. But also, like, one thing about it is like when we got the Seventh Sense, we got that with like no prior knowledge of what they were, well, what they were like really.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we spent the last, you know, like 7 years with them. So we like see them. So it's like, you know how Doyoung is. And you hear that title and you're like, huh? But he still got it. They all still got it.
Yeah.
Mm. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's very good. I feel like since we're like living in the now, like, you know how we be listening to like those old videos of like iconic K-pop videos and stuff like that, and we'd be like, I don't know, like iconic Mark raps or stuff like that. I feel like once, mm-hmm. like a few years in the future, we're gonna look back and be like, dang, we were living in, like, we saw Baggy G. Cause like, no, I feel like Taeyong's and Mark's raps were like very good in this song.
They really were. Taeyong and Mark, whenever they be paired up together, bruh, I just know it's going to be good. Like, they bounce off each other so well. But yeah, so we both put that into listening into that song, Anna. I need it to rail me multiple times. But okay. The next song is Call D, which is Taeyong and 10, Baby Don't Stop Unit. Very anticipated. I'm excited.
직함을 따라 Anything you need Any fantasy 너를 망칠지
Well.
I'm
gonna go first. That song's going into listening to that song. Ain't Enough. Need It to Know Me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no words. Like, the moment, like, first of all, Baggy Jeans and Caldi back to back is whiplash. I don't know why they did that, but it is. It's good. Like, it. I love it so much. The way that it sounds, the way it's like seductive.
Yes, I totally agree.
We should have got a music video for this one. I'm sorry.
Oh my god! When I go see that NCT Nation movie.
Oh yeah.
Because did you see the concert, the Beyond Live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, it was so.
Yeah,
good.
I'm gonna be biting my fist the entire time.
Mm-mm. I will also put this in. This song ain't enough for me. I needed to roll me. Because just like as soon as this song came on, I already knew what was up. I was just like, this is some good.
No, right, because I heard the dial tone and like the it was Taeyong's ad libs at the beginning that really got me. Cause he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. That's when I know. Cause I love Taeyong. He has a really interesting way of like displaying himself in music. I don't know. I can't describe it right now. I need to write it down. But yeah, I heard his ad-libs at the beginning. I was like, oh, this is it. And it is. I need more like right now.
Like, I need them to make an album together. Like, I'm so dead ass. Like,
literally.
Please. Please. Please.
What do you think, if that happened, what do you think they would debut as?
Tay-10? Probably.
Because, like, we really can't call them, like, Baby Don't Stop Unit for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, because it would just be like, you know how NCT Doja Jung, so it'll probably be something along the lines of
NCT Tay-10.
Yeah.
It'll be like NCT Taeyong, it's 10, yeah.
But yeah.
Well, make it happen, SM.
Yeah, they gotta make it happen.
Great ideas.
Please. I would eat that up. I was gonna say one more thing about this song.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. I was just looking at the lyrics. And I was like, this song is dirty. Like,
no, it literally, Taeyong is at the end talking about some, do you need stimulation? Huh?
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
Talk about you only think of me. What, like, what's called me?
Right. Like, because Taeyong is crazy. Because he's talking about some, you just can't help yourself. What? What?
Like, who wrote what? This?
Oh my god.
Dirty, oh my god. Dirty, dirty.
Like.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. Kiss your mother with that mouth. That is. It's insane. No regard for, like, my brain.
I just feel like all over this album. Never mind. I don't know. It's just. I was surprised that just like, because when I saw Golden Age, I was like, oh, okay, this is how the vibe of the album was going to be. And then I saw the concert and I was like, what are these songs that they are performing? Because this is not what I expected was about to go down.
No, because the titles gave me nothing to go off of at all. Like, not a single song sound like what I expected it to sound like.
Like, Golden Age, I was just like, when the bass dropped, I was like, this is so NCT core.
Coded, yeah.
Neo-corded. Coded.
But okay, yeah, we both put it in the top category again. Wow. Okay. So the next song is Pado. Flow, Monka, there are radio. Bonnie jogging, killing me, not a man, and a miracle. Jump, jump at the mommy, tap, she's soon shoes. Could don't go to niggas and go, could you see what you? Monga jump, that a vibe, you hunt, you see, can quiet, tidy turn, keep a net, don't sit, but tell a nun. Till turn, he hold me, no match, just a car, he gone, so oming door, pisang, in a copper. Jung, it's in you, chicky, I'm the moving, yes, and I saw him, them play. But it's so get on, but I can't know you heard them be drop, but I don't get on and day. 넌 이리저리 나를 쥐고서 또 up and up down and down 하잖아 밀려들어온 너란 파도 속에 falling love 내 맘의 중심을 잡는 걸 새로워진 기분이 feel now yeah. 너로 인해 진짜 don't wait yeah baby 넌 아는 세상에 dive You got me confused You got me so sad Yes. I didn't get to mention, because truthfully, I couldn't think of every single member. One thing I really, really like about NCT U is that we get lineups that we've never had before. Like Mark and Zhaojia on the song, that's not OT 20 something. Is this really interesting to me because I feel like they sound really good together, but that's not something we've gotten before. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
you know, and I also like it when there's like a lot of people on a song whose like voices kind of like, well, obviously, I'm gonna say they're meshing well together, but like their vocal tones are like the same. Like, we have Johnny and Hendery on this song, and then there's Taeyong, and then there's Jihyun, and then there's Mark.
Like, this is a whole group. This is like,
exactly. And then you got Haechan on top of that. Like, you know, like this is stacked, and the sound that they create is so unique. And this song's really, really groovy. I really like this one.
Yeah, it's like they chose two people from each unit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it in the
top category.
Yeah, the top category again. I don't know. These three first songs just hit you like boom, boom, boom. It's real fast. You're not prepared.
This is also just really refreshing.
Yeah. I see. I don't know. I appreciate this album because it has a lot of Johnny in it. Like, I love me some Johnny
lines. No, because Johnny had to beat somebody up in HQ because this album in Fact Check, like, he had to have beat somebody up because he is there. He's present. Like, wow. Wow. I also love the way he sounds and the way he sings. But anyways, I really like Pado. It's so fresh. And,
yeah, like, the production is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the next song is Interlude Oasis. Step. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
No. It's just funny that you ended it right there, because I was just thinking about how, like, these recent releases, Jamin's whole flow is just kind of, like, you know?
Like, he sounds different.
He do. Like, he sound like...
Like, I feel like he... No, it don't even sound... I just feel like it sounds
like he did homework.
It sounds deeper, and I feel like... Because usually his raps, like, he do sound like that. It's the same kind of tone. But I don't know. Seemed like he riding the beat a bit better.
Something definitely shifted.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, like, because every time I think about Poison, oh my God. Anyways.
We need to do that album. That album way down.
Exactly. Yeah, we do. But anyways, this is another song. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, Chenlong went into that studio mad. He went in there mad and somehow had let diamonds come out of his mouth. Like, his voice is so good. And I really like this lineup because it's literally, like, not anyone you would expect, yeah. You know? Like, we got Chenlong and Yuta on the same unit. We ain't seen Jaehyun and Winwin together since, like, 2019. Like,
they said family reunion.
Like, 95's reunion? Oh my God. Wait, no, not 95's. 96, right? Taeyong and...
I thought Jaehyun was 97.
Yeah. They're 97's. 95 is Taeyong and Yuta. Yeah.
I just know...
I'd be forgetting he's part of the 97 line because there was no picture of him with 97 line until recently.
Oh yeah, he really don't. He a homebody for real.
Like, I feel like he do be there, but yeah. I feel like he's the one that's taking the picture.
Yeah, he like y'all get in there.
but this song, Chenlong sounds amazing. Jaehyun, when he came in after that, it was like Chenlong and then Jaehyun and then like Yuna right after that. That was dangerous.
I don't know. Something about Jaehyun just rapping and Jenna said Kwa is just.
Yeah.
But since this song is just an interlude, I can only really put it in good ass food for right now.
All right. I'm sick of short songs. We need to start bringing back video essays, but in music, I miss my long albums. But okay. Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah, I'm going to put it in the same category.
Okay. No, because if it was Wavy by SZA, that would be the top category.
Right. So the next song is The Bat.
Golly. Okay. What the fuck was that?
that was my normal reaction to that song. Yeah.
Okay. So first, I want to start by saying, when I looked at the lyrics of this song, because when I first saw him perform it, I was like, this song go. Like, the production is crazy. And just how they sound is crazier. Like, it's a very good tale. I'm so mad he couldn't perform during NCT Nation. I was just like, I'm so tired of SM. And they're just like, I'm just tired of them and just like abusing them and stuff like that. And I'm just like, Tayo couldn't even perform just because of something that wasn't even like his fault. But anyway.
Tell me about it.
So I was just disappointed he wasn't in the stage. But anyway, after hearing the song and just like hearing like the full out song, because it was shorter on the stage. I was just like, wow, this is just A-class act. This is A-class singing. they pulled out all the stops with just some Jeno, Johnny. I was like, okay, this is too much.
Right.
I will say, looking at the English lyrics, I wish it... I don't know. I wish it wasn't about Batman. I'm going to be... Because I'm just like, I don't... What do you think it's about, Sav?
I don't know. I think they want to be Batman. You know?
Yeah. It's just so, like, I feel like this would belong in, like, the Batman, like, soundtrack.
I'm not thinking about Batman, okay? I'm thinking, like...
What you thinking?
I'm thinking they're in some super spy movie and they're winning and they look amazing doing it. And it just works.
Okay. I do get that vision, because when I listen to it, I feel like I'm on hyperdrive. Like,
this no, is serious because business. That little that part right there. I feel like
nasty.
My brain is getting rattled. It's so good. Maybe much to think about.
Much but to yeah. think about. But yeah, I'm putting it in the top category.
Yeah, top category for sure. Our lineup is so impeccable. It's like not even funny. Not even funny. But speaking of impeccable, oh my god, if it's not obvious, I love this album. But anyways, the next album, or I mean the next song, is Alley-Oop. Yes. I want to say, when I first heard this song and that beat came on, my neck like snapped. I was like, oh snap, this thing kind of lit, you know? They came in, they active. It immediately made me think of, like, well, I'm not gonna lie, like, it made me think of them on the court, so it kind of worked. But Alley-Oop threw me off, you know? They come in with this, like, Harlem Globetrotter beat, but it's called Alley-Oop. Whenever I think of Alley-Oop, I think of, like, roller coasters. I don't know. Anyways, this song's fire. I love it. I cannot decide if I want to put it in the top category or the food. but I'm a ponder on it while you give your piece.
Okay. So, Alley-Oop, I feel like this is a great concert song. Like, this is, like, something I would look forward to seeing them perform. Just because of the verses and just, like, how smooth the song is. It's just, like, a, I don't know, a song you could ride to. But this would be a great concert song because, like, it's just so cute. So I'm going to put it in the good-ass food category. But, yeah, I love this song, though.
Yeah, I totally get that. Dang, I love music. I'm going to put this in the good food category, though.
Okay.
But I also really like this song because it's different. Like, I mean, obviously, every time we get a new song, it's a different song. But this is a vibe we just haven't gotten from there yet.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, they do it so well.
No, exactly. Exactly. But okay, the next song is called That's Not Fair. Every time I listen to this song, I think about this comment that I told my friend that this song is literally very Eminem coded. It just gives me like Slim Shady vibes.
Bro, the heedle needle dumb. I'm like, it is giving that kind of like grungy 2000 like rap.
Exactly. But I really like this song. I like the lineup a lot. It's like Yayang and Mark and Jeno and Taeyong, which already are like some of my favorite rappers in NTT. And then Ten and Johnny, right? Am I missing someone?
Let me see.
Because I think this is one of the smaller ones.
Johnny, Taeyong, Tim, Mark, Jeno, and Yang Yang.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is just a good lineup. Ugh. Yeah, I'm going to put this in the... I put the song itself, I think, in good food. But because I like the lineup so much, I'm going to put it in... I need the song to help me. Yeah.
Okay.
I need another song with all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same. Like, this is, like, what's so great about NCT is that, like, you could pair them up with anybody. And you will get something out of it. Like, any two people can be a unit. Like, it's just, like, the music gonna sound good. And this is just, like, another unit where it's, like, this could be its own group. But, like, in another multiverse, it probably was. And that's funny. I will say that I don't know. I do like how the song is. And I like, the campiness of it. But sometimes I give it a little skip because I'm not in the mood.
No, I get
so
that.
I'm going to put it in the nice category.
Yeah, I totally get that. Let's see. Ooh, the next song is Kangaroo.
숨을 내쉬고 걸어 take it off,
take it off.
난 어울리지 않아 이 zoo. 주머니 full of tips. 시작해 겁 없이,
겁 없이.
이리로 저리로 hurry up. 보내야 막연아. 눈치 안 봐 일단 돌아. I'm a hitchhike. 내가 선택하는 route 길이 대주니까. Because of you, because of you, 뒤바뀌는 my view.
완벽한 timeline 그려 highlight yeah.
눈앞에서 재생될 꿈의 장면 자유로운 미래 찬란히 빛나 떨려오는 뚝 커져가는 밑바닥 Coming, coming 참을 수 없어 지금
Well, so with Kangaroo, I'm sorry to say it. I like me some girly pop happy songs from the boys. I just like it when it's done, like, I guess, well, I don't know. With Kangaroo, like, they sound good on it. They sound great. The song is catchy. But it's giving me, you know, when NCT Dream did that like dinosaur thing.
My gosh, yes.
It's kind of giving me that. And like that was an okay song too. But like that's not something where I'll be like, oh, I want to listen to.
Really angry.
But I'm going to put it in the it's like category.
I'm going to put it in good food. I like Kangaroo. I think it's fun and cute. Is it something I would reach and listen to? Hopefully, sometimes, maybe. But not, definitely not all the time. Definitely. But I really do like Kangaroo. I think it's cute and fun. We need that.
Yep, yep, yep. I will say, the stage was cute. That's all I wanted to say.
True. So true. But okay. The next song is called Not Your Fault. Vocalists, that's all I can say. A group full of vocalists. This song is so, so pretty and just cheerful and beautiful. Yeah.
I listened to it. When did I listen? I listened to it earlier today, and I feel like I got a new understanding of this song. I was just like, this is like, yeah, this is a good, very good ballad.
Yeah, it's really good.
I would put it in good ass food.
I'm gonna put it in the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I really love the way Ten ate this song up. Tail ate this song up. Zhao Zhao ate this song up. Like, they're all so good. Wow.
You okay. Think Tail be exempt from the military?
Huh?
I said, you think Tail will be exempt from the military?
I hope so. What he finna do?
No.
You can't even be a crosswalk guard unless he got crutches. Like, don't send him. Let him sit home and make music. Please.
And be excused.
Bro, I got like 6 idols that we can send in place of him.
I was screaming.
Number 1, Jay Park.
I was...
Number 2, Jay Park.
Did he already do his military thing?
Bro, he can go again. Who cares?
Another round.
Like, exactly. Okay.
Hello, this is post-editing, Jalen. I don't like misinformation. I kind of hate it. I just want to... Me and Sav were like, hi, when we were recording this. So we totally forgot that Jay Park was not born in South Korea. So he did not have to serve in the military. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there. That's it.
So, the next song and the last song is Golden Age, which is the OT 21. Ain't 23 people in the group, it's the year. 21, right? Song?
Yeah, everybody it's 21. In there. It's back to 21. Actually, or is it 20?
I think it's 20.
Yeah, because Luke is not there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I feel like this, it gives me such like a pop EDM Christmas song or something. Like, I was like, oh, okay, this whimsical production in the first few seconds, and then the beat drop, I'm like, oh my god. They gagged me a little bit, but it was a good gag. I liked it. I will say I'll put it in... I'll put it in Snice. Like, sometimes I do skip it, though, if I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, it's like teetering in between snice and good food for me. Cause like, I do like, okay. The beat drop kind of. Oh, it's so funny.
Like it, but it's funny, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, all right.
Reminds me of like an anime opening.
But not like popular one.
Okay.
Do you get it? Like, I don't know, man. Okay. It's just very random. And I do like it. Like, I enjoy the randomness.
I do enjoy it. It's like the campiness.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think. Kangaroo Camp. That's camp.
I'm so dead.
Like, what's other? Like that song by Shiny with the wolf. Is it Wolf Wolf? What's it called?
Wolf Wolf?
Yeah, Wolf Wolf. That's camp.
It is.
And that's kind of what this song is as well.
It is. Yeah. But it's teetering between those for me.
So it's going to forever teeter. It's not going to be, you know.
I think it could lean onto one or the other.
Oh, you know, they're bisexual.
Yes. So that was the last song. What do you think you'll give Golden Age as your overall rating?
I feel like I'm giving this, golly, it's so hard because I feel like Universe was so good. Golden Age is also good, but I don't think it has topped Universe for me. So I think it might be like an 8.5 out of 10 or like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I get that. That's like mine too.
Yeah.
Wow. That was amazing. Great album.
Yeah. Like one of my favorites this year, because it was on repeat for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I really do like this album. Yeah. I know a couple of the songs are going to be on my Wrapped.
Man, I can't wait. Oh my God, we should do like
a review session.
Yeah, of like our Spotify Wrap or like our Apple. I don't know if they'll come out at the same time though.
Hey, all of ours will come out at the same time if we all have Spotify.
Well, they don't have Spotify, they got Apple.
I think they'll still get it around the same time.
Okay. We'll see.
You can make it like a New Year episode.
Yeah. That'll be cute. So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ITMFMPod. That is ITMFMPod. We post whenever we're able to post. I don't know. We're busy these days, unfortunately, because we're slaves to capitalism. we cry, but what else can we do? But you can follow us there and we'll see you on the flip. Bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye.
Oh yeah, I wanted to say thank you, Sav. This is very fun. I like doing this album. It's very cute.
Yay! I'm glad I like this album. Yeah. In the future, I'm gonna do Odd Eye Circle. I'm gonna drag you to do it.
Okay. Okay, because I love me some Odd Eye Circle.
As you should.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.